fall in my love. The end of the day. That ends up in the background of the video. With a swear word.
That, it was a mid-sentence, something about the mess in your house. What?
This is where the music is, though. People don't actually hear this part of the podcast.
Right, okay.
And yeah, you know what? Don't. Actually, I know why I said that, because I was told, I've got a friend, and we gave a shout-out to said friend last episode's baby, which I believe is the youngest Last Dinner Party fan in existence from listening to this podcast. Now, said friend messaged me and said, oh, we just heard Daisy's shout out. Yeah, I listen to the podcast when I'm cutting fruit with the other school mums. So I'm just talking to the audience. I am just being more relatable to our audience.
Good stuff.
Like, as school mums? Like, there's a lot of people that this podcast is targeted at. School mums wasn't on my bingo card, but I'm here for it.
What do you think I am? I'm not a school mum, but I'm pretty close.
Yeah, true.
I'm the husband. True. Of, like, yeah, it's fun.
True.
But that's just life.
Welcome to another episode of Tugged by Us. As I started whilst Chris was still talking and then I had to hold it in. I'm Cassie and that is Chris, a school mum. And we bring you new music and we talk about it and then we flip it around and the following week we talk about one another's new music. Cool. I don't know why I don't have the elevator pitch sorted yet. I still feel so nervous.
It's been like 4 years.
I know, but I'm still like, what is this that we do? It's been a while, multiple reasons. My laptop died. Welcome to the PC world, Cassie. Screw you, Apple, and all the other fruits out there. I have been away. It's been school holidays.
Literally, there could be fruit being cut up right now, and you're telling it to screw itself.
No. Real fruit I'm here for. This fake fruit that Steve, whatever his name is, created in the bin.
Just clearing that up.
Thank you. We still love you, school mums.
Getting a little fruity.
Hey, if we go back to the last episode, I don't know if you remember, but I really so we've seen each other socially in this period, and I was thinking that we would just dive into this ep kind of fresh, like we do a few times when there's been a bit of space, and we bring in two tracks and we give you double the action. But I really want to know, Christopher. Last episode, I brought in Regurgitator, Feet Peaches. This is not a pop song. You didn't know about the song at the time, which I felt super cool. Tell me, did you dig it?
Well, it's fun. That is full show. It's got all the energy you want. When you are at a show, when you are in the car, when you are whatever, if you just want to be an idiot, that is the place for you. It is fun, and you will not get any complaints from me about that.
Good. And they just announced a show in your neck of the woods, Geelong. So how about it? What about a road trip for me?
Yeah, with party and supporting, I mean, please.
Sick, eh?
It's on.
So sick. I just feel like Regurgitator have nailed the lineups really well lately. Like, it's like they go, hey, this would be the best ever, and then it just happens. Because they're at that legendary level where people respect them, right? People get it. Like, if you get it, you get it. And people are like, of course I want to go on tour with Regurgitator. They've got a room full of rad lords. Of course this is going to happen.
Well, yeah, what was it last year and they had – it was kind of like a big festival lineup. They had five or six acts all playing at the Forum. And they're doing events. Like,
they also supported Weezer. Let's not forget about that. Or maybe you did. But, yeah, I'm glad you dug it. I love that song. I love the feedback from everyone about that song as well. It got some real good love on the socials, which boosted my ego, so thank you. Next up.
You get 5 points for name dropping a regurgitator song. My ego. What do
you
mean? Just all. Gave you 5 points. That's all.
Oh my goodness. 5 points for me. Go without even realizing it. I didn't even try. And I'm I got to buy a lotto ticket. Next up, Chris, you brought out in another feat. You did Flight Facilities Feat Allies. The song is called Trouble. We had to fact check that one, but it's right. Now, when I heard it, I felt like I'd already heard it. And I don't know if it's because that duo is quite a familiar sound to me, both Allies and Flight Facilities, right? Like, and so my imagination could put that sound together, or I had heard it before. I'm not too sure. But as I said last step, both sick artists, Allies particularly, such a beautiful pop sound and really underrated. Like, I just feel like forgotten, but not for a good reason. Like, everyone get back on that Allies bandwagon. We love her.
Right.
Right.
So did you get to the bottom of whether you heard it before or not?
Did you what?
Did you get to the bottom of whether you'd heard it before or not?
No. Because if I was to try and like, no. If there's anything you know about my brain.
It's written the catchiest goddamn hit in the last 20 years, and right? It's absolutely incredible. And every hook is pinpoint textbook, exactly amazingly awesome. And the fact that every radio station in it isn't on it still is a travesty.
Boo. I wanted that to be, remember that time you brought in that lame song that now is everywhere that I didn't like, and you were like, oh, this is going to be number one next week, and it was, right? Like, this should be number one. This should be on every station, not that boring bloke. Oh, Vance Joy 0.20 or whatever, Dean Lewis in.
It's not. Yeah, it's closer to Dean Lewis. It's not Vance Joy.
You know what I mean. Like, we don't need more of that sound topping the charts, but we do need more of Flight Facilities and Allies topping the charts.
Yeah, and it's Australian, and it's just, I don't get it. But anyway.
That's exactly what you said.
I had my words to our mate on Saturday night. I said, come on, mate.
That's what that photo was. So there was a point in the night, Chris and I socialized with some of the people that we used to work with, and it was really great just to hang out with a lot of rad human beings celebrating an even radder human being's birthday. But there was this one point where Chris and another person who works in the industry, who maybe you were referring to, were having this really deep conversation, and Chris had his phone out, and it was so funny. Gordon and I, my husband and I, were just like in the background trying to figure out what it was you were talking about, and then giggling about the things that we were coming up with, and we captured it in a photo, and that's all.
It was nerdphobic from you, and I'm offended.
Dude, we're like huge nerds.
It's like, look at these geeks. They're looking at a phone. Oh,
probably I just wanted to know. Oh, true. That was, we did get the phone out to watch the footy. Let's not talk about that. Hey, speaking of talking about that, what are you digging this week, Chris?
Oh, too much, because it's been too long again, just, you know, because of life. What am I going to go with first? Let's go with an all-girl group from Melbourne called Blusher, because they're rad as.
Cool.
Blusher, you need to know about Blusher.
Okay. I wear it. I've got a really nice peach color, actually. It's by Astralis, and I've worn it for like 17 years, and I don't quit. I love it. But I guess we're talking about music. That doesn't sound. I've never heard of this. What's going on? Where is this?
Well, come on, mate. Yeah, get on this group. The song I'm bringing in is called Accelerator. It's got, you know, kind of like a little bit Charlie XCX vibes in that it's just absolutely fun. Actually, it was one of my friends commented here, it was a bit Taylor Swift-y in the verses, but that's the, you know, building to it. Anyway, Rave Angel, they released a couple of months ago. That's great as well. Rave Angel, does that sound like you? Yes, I think it does.
Oh my goodness, that was me. Sunny Coast, yeah. If anybody who is a local Sunny Coastie listening, at Froggies, there used to be underage raves hosted by Nick Skits, and I would be there with the glow sticks in my hair, the fluffy wide leg pants. Like, it was a time. Okay, Blusher. Wait, why don't I not know? Why am I not bringing this in?
Because we haven't done enough Doug by Us's. Blusher, get on it. But yeah, Accelerator is the song.
Okay, okay, I'm here for it.
Your turn, or do I go again?
I'll go. Let's take turns. I like that. I just don't think I could go 5 minutes without talking in any setting. Hey, I'm going to go first. I mean, I've got two picks. And this was what I was thinking of going last when we didn't record because my laptop was dead. And it's still top of my list. It's an artist that is, or an act that is based in Melbourne, sometimes northern New South Wales. They go by the name Baby Blue. Do I have any recognition? I'm looking into your eyes, seeing if this is ringing any bells, but it's not. They've been around for a while.
Love Below by Outkast. Pretty Pink, Baby Blue. Anyway, you go.
No, but I'm not sure if it's got an Outkast tinge. I'm not too sure. The artist is Baby Blue. The song is quite possibly like Australian millennial anthem. It is called Hills Hoist. No, it is. Wait for it. It's called Hills Hoist. And lyrically,
is there it a really bag with a peg?
Possibly. I mean, I'm sure there is. I can't not see a goon bag not on the Hills Hoist. It's just a story about heartbreak and going out. And I know that that is quite a common theme, but the way that Baby Blue writes about it and the way that it is described, I think is really beautiful. And it's also the journey of which you take musically. It reminds me of when you're like driving to a destination where you kind of hit on the freeway and you're cruising, and then all of a sudden you hit one of those small towns, and then you have to kind of take it back to 50 Ks, and you're just going through observing the cute little shops and do we want to stop at this bakery? Maybe. And then you get back on the freeway. It's a really nice road trip song, and that's what I'm digging this week.
All right. Hills Hoist, right. Mate.
Hills Hoist.
Nice.
Give me your number two, mate. Give me your poo. Sorry.
Don't you dare reference that this week. Don't you dare. It hurts. Okay. This dropped today, and I wouldn't have known about it till today. So there you go. Actually, the song was released 2 months ago. But today is an Australian feature artist on this, a kind of a re-release, kind of an upgrade on this song. And this feature, it's making me double up on an artist, and I don't normally do that in Dug By Us, but the featured artist is someone I've already brought in. So the main guy is Frank Turner. Don't know if you're familiar with him. But
I am.
Kind of... He reminds me a bit of Dropkick Murphys, his stuff, because it's a lot of folk, but very friggin' punk. And when he's got a band with him especially, it's like all these stories that are like, I don't know, he's just a bard. It's awesome. But he's released a less than 2 minute pop song called Girl from the Record Shop. And today a feature of that has Teenage Jones as part of that. In the role of the girl from the record shop. So this just goes bang, smack. It's an amazing little story is wrapped up here in a pop song. So Girl from the Record Shop by Frank Turner featuring Teenage Jones.
Okay. What I'm thinking of straight away is Love on the FM Airwaves by Against Me, Feet, Tegan or Sarah. I can't remember which one. That's where my head's gone. I love me some Feet. I love me some Duo. I particularly love it in punk. I don't know where, but I love when there's some harmonizing and there's a couple of different voices in punk music. So I am already here for it. Thank you.
Good. We're going bang, bang. Lots of energy from me.
All right. I'm going back to the start. I'm going back to the start.
Okay, Chris Martin.
Oh, I'm so conflicted. Just side note. I keep on getting served ads to see Coldplay, and I know why. It's because A Rush of Blood to the Head is in my most listens every freaking year, right? I am obsessed with that album. I just don't want to sit through the rest of it. But do I want to see them? Because I looked at the set list. Anyway, this is another conversation. Let's move along. Okay, let's get back to the start. The start of this podcast was when I was working for a rock radio station, and I was feeling really kind of stuck in expressing my love for songs that didn't fit that format. And although there was other genre formats, some of those artists just got ignored even for their genre artists formats. One in particular who I adore and still do is Kacey Musgraves. Kacey, I would like to say, is kind of part of my like reason of wanting to start this podcast, because she's such a tricky artist to sell in a format, but she's so great, and I feel that everyone will get something out of her sound. So Kacey Musgraves has released a new album about a month or so ago. It's called Deeper Well, and it is a really great listen. It's an album. You know, you listen to it from start to finish. In that in mind, midway through the album, see, this is like if you're not paying attention, or if you're just going from the start, you know, number one, you're listening to particular tracks, you're not going to get it. Midway through the album, there's this gorgeous song called Architect. And it's questioning life. It's questioning, what are we? What are we doing here? In such a delicate, beautiful way that only Kacey Musgraves can explore that. And it's poetic. It's an absolute story and a poem. And I want everybody to sit somewhere peaceful and close their eyes and listen to this song. And it's a meditation, and go for it. That is me. I am done.
Is there a point where she says ye and they say ha, and then they say ha, and then she says, I didn't say ye?
Look, maybe in the live show, but not on the album. She's a different gal. She's gone through yet another breakup. this is a different part. I also want to reference, I just realized without realizing that there's also a Coldplay song called The Architect, but that is a different one.
Oh, you and your Chris Martin.
What? I'm not even that obsessed.
You're it now. Too late.
I think I am that obsessed. Oh, weird. This is anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for being there with us. I don't know, because we haven't published this, but I really appreciate people just picking this up whenever they can and whenever we can. It's real sick. Go see some live music. It's kind of crummy out there. I'm going to a gig tonight. I've got some energy, and I've decided that I'm just going to go and put that energy into being an audience member. I'm going to go and check out some local record stores, because it's a record store day tomorrow as well. So I will publish this one today so you can listen to it and get in there. And just send us a DM and tell us what you're buying. It's a really great way to support local music retailers and artists.
I'm supporting a local festival. It's more than a 2-hour drive away, but I'm going anyway on Saturday. So bring that on.
Can you go via a record store? There's some cool ones in your area.
Probably. I'm taking the inland road, so it's, I don't know what I'll see.
Okay. I'll post you a record. I'll find one for you. Thank you. Good night.